I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Now a mostly cloudy sky and 65 degrees. A man died early Saturday morning in a head-on crash in East Wichita near Douglas and Hillside. A Wichita police officer witnessed the man run a red light, then veering into the westbound lanes of Douglas, where he struck another vehicle. The woman of the second car had minor injuries, the driver, a woman, but the man was ejected from his vehicle. He died a short time later at a hospital. The name of the 28-year-old victim has not been released. Two Westar Energy employees were injured at Jeffrey Energy Center Sunday morning.
According to a statement put out by Westar Energy, the injured employees were transported by helicopter to the University of Kansas Medical Center, where they are being treated for severe burns. Immediate family members have been notified. John Bridson, senior vice president, said that, quote, "Our first priority is our injured people, their families, and all plant personnel. Our Jeffrey Energy Center team is like an extended family, and we want to ensure everyone at the plant feels and is safe." The Jeffrey Energy Center is a 2178-megawatt coal-fired power plant. It is the largest plant in the state. Coal combustion residuals and other miscellaneous waste are currently placed in on-site active combustion byproduct landfills located on the property. The circumstances of the incident are currently under review. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Hawaii County fire officials had to airlift at least three people to safety Sunday after lava crossed a major intersection on the Big Island and cut off their escape. This woman lives on the Big Island. She says they're keeping a close eye on the lava flows.
It's been going on and on and on. And for what we've been told, this is the longest that it's been, or the most that it's been flowing. So that's been scary. And it's just two streets away from us.
At least 87 homes have been destroyed in the ongoing volcanic eruption, which started in early May. Last week, President Trump announced he's imposing tariffs on steel and aluminum imported from U.S. allies, including Canada, citing national security concerns. On Meet the Press Sunday, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau laid out the ways Canada is planning to retaliate.
First of all, we're putting the same kinds of tariffs exactly on steel and aluminum coming from the United States into Canada to be directly reciprocal. But we are also putting a number of tariffs on consumer goods, finished products for which Canadians have easy alternatives. One of this either made in Canada or made from another partner with no tariffs.
On the same show, Trudeau said he believes the tariffs would cost both U.S. and Canadian jobs. A former assistant principal at a northeastern Kansas middle school faces a felony charge after being accused of sending sexually explicit messages to a student.
The Kansas City Star reports that 40-year-old Eric Kilgore was booked into the Johnson County Jail in Olathe on Thursday and released on $50,000 bond Friday. He is charged with unlawful electronic solicitation of a minor under 14. Kilgore is accused of sending the messages via Snapchat to a student at Piper Middle School in Kansas City, Kansas, earlier this year when he was an assistant principal there. The girl told her parents, who called school officials and police. Piper Superintendent Tim Conrad says Kilgore was immediately placed on leave and fired in March. Kilgore's next court appearance is Wednesday. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday morning.
The gasoline prices today, there's a lot of places that's about $2.63 a gallon. That's where we're starting to see it come down to over the weekend. And I don't know, I spotted a better one, $2.61 at Maple and West. Remember, if you spot a better gasoline price or a traffic tie-up, you can always give us a call at the traffic hotline. That is 869-1330. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With some high clouds moving in from the west, we may see an isolated shower or thunderstorm, but that will likely hold off until this afternoon. Our high today, 84. A few widely scattered showers or a thunderstorm this evening. Our overnight low, 63. And then sunny and warmer Tuesday with a high back to 89. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, mostly cloudy, an east wind at 9 miles per hour, 64 degrees at KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. Monday, June 4th, we had a sunny day across central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 88 degrees, a little bit of a break from last week. Normal high for the date is 82, so we're still above normal. On this date, June 4th in 1965, an F2 tornado with a track 8 miles long and nearly 600 yards wide struck Haven, Kansas. Three people were injured and $100,000 damage resulted. That was in 1965 on this date. On this date in 1919, Congress approved the 19th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, guaranteeing citizens the right to vote regardless of their gender, and they sent it to the states for ratification. 1919, less than 100 years ago.
Yeah, aren't we progressive?
We're moving along when it comes to gender equality there. A Florida man is charged with selling prison inmates around the country fake legal documents that had been soaked in a synthetic form of marijuana so the inmates could get high after eating them. Eating the papers. Prosecutors say 46-year-old Danny Angel Rodriguez used the names of actual criminal defense attorneys on the paperwork and mailings to make the pot-soaked shipments look legitimate. Some papers were fake obituaries and funeral announcements. During a 2017 investigation, FBI agents said they seized 33 packages sent to inmates by Rodriguez, most of which tested positive for the drug. Rodriguez is already serving a 3-year prison term for violating probation from a 1994 case in which he was convicted of pistol whipping a federal judge. Ever heard of that, Ted?
That can't be good.
Legal documents soaked in marijuana stuff. What? Whatever. Some serious stuff this morning. Most women with the most common form of early-stage breast cancer can safely skip chemotherapy without hurting their chances of beating the disease, doctors are reporting from a landmark study that used genetic testing to gauge each patient's risk. Study is the largest ever done of breast cancer treatment, and the results are expected to spare up to 70,000 patients a year in the United States and many more elsewhere. The ordeal of expense of these cancer drugs, the chemotherapy there. It was funded by the National Cancer Institute, some foundations and proceeds from the U.S. Breast Cancer Postage Stamp. Results were discussed Sunday at an American Society of Clinical Oncology conference in Chicago. Published by the New England Journal of Medicine, some study leaders consult for breast cancer drug makers or for the company that makes the gene test. It's a gene test that's doing this in don't take my word for it. It's going to see it in the journal and all that. My advice is don't do anything except talk to your doctor about that. See what your doctor says. And if they're right
up. But when it comes to, advances on the front of genetics and things like that, it's pretty amazing what they're figuring out and learning.
We've seen a lot of advances. You are correct, sir. Well, the first weekend of Wichita River Fest is in the books, or River Festival. They had a news release this morning, estimating attendance at 175,000 first weekend in those three or four big events they had.
Well, when I was driving by in Kellogg last evening, that Gander Mountain parking garage was full of cars all the way to the very top.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of people downtown last night.
Had some terrific weather, right?
Yeah, the weather is just super.
Jad went down there, and I think he lost a few golf balls or something, right? Yeah.
No, they're having that Kansas Sports Hall of Fame hole-in-one contest.
I got four of them over the river. I only hit the fifth one in the river. So
where was the platform, nice. Though? In the river? Or?
The platform was down on the boathouse, the old boathouse dock.
I mean, that's where you teed off from there.
Right.
And you went across the river. Was it a floating green? Or just
No, it's on the other bank.
Oh, it's on the bank?
It's on the other bank. You have to hit it all the way over. I unfortunately used the largest club they had that first time just because I wasn't really correctly judging the distance. It was probably still going up when it went over the target, and I wound up putting one up on McLean Boulevard. Woohoo! Yeah.
USA! USA! I hope no women or children were hurt.
It didn't sound like I hit a car, so.
You know, in Branson, Missouri, several years ago, my wife played miniature golf for the first time. I've told you this story. She'd never played golf. She'd never played miniature golf. She had no idea what it was all about, so she puts the ball up there, grabs it club, pulls it way back, and hits the crap out of this ball. And she hit it good, only it went over the fence, down into the highway, and it went down into the drain at the bottom of the hill. I said, honey, you got to hit it a little softer.
How do you go through life and not play miniature golf?
That's her. A lot of things she's done and a lot of things she hasn't done, but miniature golf was something she'd never tried before.
Well, lesson learned.
Then she got pretty good at it. I mean, she figured it out pretty quick, so as most of us do. You might say the hammer-wielding suspect got bushwhacked. The Panama City News in Florida, Panama City News Herald reports a Bay County sheriff's deputy threw two cans of beans and helped subdue a man threatening people with a hammer inside a grocery store. Major Jimmy Sanford says the cans of Bush's extra brown sugar baked beans were an alternative to using deadly force.
Yeah.
He beaned him with the beans instead of shooting him.
Them is tasty, but those cans are hard.
Authorities say 25-year-old Justin Tyler Stanford is charged with assault with a deadly weapon on an officer and other offenses. Mm. The guy could have been killed.
Oh, yeah.
In this case, he was just beaned, and we do mean beaned with Bush's beans.
Literally.
All right. All right, coming up on 6:18 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on this Monday morning, June 4th. Time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward. And, you know, I caught a little bit of the Royals game yesterday, and somebody hit a grand slam late. Grand slam late, right, Ted?
Well, not a three-run homer anyway.
Was it a three-run?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's a guy named Matt Olson for the Oakland Athletics. Pretty low-scoring game until Olson hit a three-run home run in the eighth inning. Oakland A's beat the Royals 5-1, taking 2 out of 3 in the series. I was up at the game on Friday night when Olson hit 2 home runs, including a 3-run homer, and then he hit another 3-run homer yesterday.
Man.
5-for-11 against the Royals in the series with 3 home runs, 8 runs driven in. His shortest of the 3 home runs was a 428-foot one on Friday.
shortest one.
This guy hit 24 homers last year, and he only played 65 games, and now he's teeing off this season.
Why did he only play 65? Was he injured, or he just
came
just
got called. He's a young guy.
Just
kind of breaking in.
Sounds to me
and
like
all of a sudden he's just mashing the ball.
Sounds to me like he likes Royal Stadium.
I was pretty impressed on Friday night.
I'll bet
the A's don't lose on the road. They are 9-2 in their past 11 road games. Meanwhile, the Royals are struggling at home, where they've lost 21 of 31.
Here's the 3-0, and that's a green light and a ball drilled to center. Jay going back. He will turn and watch it fly and look out in the fountains. And Matt Olson, another tremendous home run. In this one, a 3-run shot, and the A's take a 5-1 lead in the eighth inning.
We're here on the Oakland Athletics Radio Network. Oakland took 2 out of 3. Now the Royals will be on the road this week on the West Coast. They started out with 3 in Anaheim, taking on the Angels for the next 3 nights. Live coverage of Royals and the Angels tonight. Listen live. Coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. The game will start a little after 9 o'clock. That's on your home of the Royals, Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. Pro baseball yesterday, the Wichita Wingnuts were going for a 3-game sweep in Kansas City against the T-Bones. However, Wingnuts fell behind early and lost 13-2. Still took 2 out of 3 from KC on the weekend. The Wingnuts are now home during Riverfest week for a 6-game homestand, and they'll start it out tonight hosting the St. Paul Saints, the team that is in first place in the North Division. So you got Wingnuts baseball, 7:05 tonight downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Before the show ends today, at 9 o'clock. I'll be giving away some Wingnuts tickets, so stay tuned for your chance to win that.
Wingnuts.
Pro basketball last night, game two of the NBA Finals. You heard the game on KFH as the Golden State Warriors were hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers in game two.
You think Curry doesn't know that 9's his record for playoff threes? He's out on the left wing. Here we go. Launches and hits 9 triples. In NBA Finals game two, his new playoff record, 114-93 Warriors.
Steph Curry unconscious as always, it seems like, and Golden State wins it easy, 122-103. Golden State with a couple of home wins, leading the Cavaliers 2-0 in the best of 7 NBA Finals. The scene will now shift to Cleveland for the next couple of games. At sports with Stephen Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.